Good morning. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, The Sound of Centenary. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and every Monday from 9 to 9:30, I will be here talking about the latest events happening at Centenary University. I have the sports schedule for you, any other student activities, and then I will also be interviewing someone every week about various topics. And if you have any suggestions or questions for the show, feel free to email radiostudio@centenaryuniversity.edu at any time. Once again, that's radiostudio@centenaryuniversity.edu. So joining me later today will be my guest, Kaylin O'Hara, who is a senior here at Centenary, and I'm just going to be interviewing her about her experience at Centenary so far. She's not only a student, but she also has a job. She interned this summer. So I feel like there might be some interesting things we can get out of that. So before then, just a little bit about me. I am a senior communication major, and I'm a double concentration in radio and television and journalism. And I'm also a business management minor. And I am a commuter. I live in Sussex County, New Jersey. So I'm about 40 minutes from Hackettstown. It's a beautiful ride. And I've been involved with WNTI here since I was a freshman, and now I am the student program director. So I work alongside John Dolray, who is the director, and we create the schedule, coordinate with students what time's best for them. I used to co-run the meetings with Johnny, but unfortunately I work now on Wednesdays, so he does that. But he always keeps me in the loop, so that's basically what I do here. Outside of Centenary, I have a few different jobs. I babysit. I work at a local business here in Hackettstown called Dalcourt's Desserts, which is a dessert store owned by a previous Centenary student who started his own business. And I also work part-time for iHeartRadio and their promotions team. So that's a little bit about me. But now I'm going to shift gears and talk about the sports schedule for this week. There's a lot of sports that go on at this school, and it's such a small school. So that can be a little bit surprising. I was surprised to see just how many games there are every single week. It really like makes you appreciate how much time management goes in for student athletes in their everyday lives. I could not imagine. So this week, women's volleyball will be playing against King's College at 7 p.m. home today. Next, women's soccer will be at Clark Summit University at 4 p.m. tomorrow, October 1st. By the way, tomorrow is October 1st already. Just let that one sink in. That happened fast. After that, women's volleyball will be playing against Rosemont at 7 p.m. home on Thursday. Next, women's volleyball will be playing at Cedar Crest College at 10 a.m. this Saturday, October 5th. There are a few more games October 5th as well. There's also Cross Country versus Highlander Challenge, which will be in Newark at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Women's soccer will be playing against Keystone College at 1 p.m. home on October 5th. And lastly, men's soccer will be at Rosemont College at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So those are your sports for this week. Looks like there's a lot of volleyball and soccer and one cross country. Shifting gears a little bit, just any campus events happening for this week or this past week. So on Wednesday, WNTI will be meeting from 3 to 3:30 in Lackland Room 243, and their meetings are bi-weekly. Also, this past weekend was family weekend at Centenary, and there were a bunch of presentations, a tailgate, there was a dinner, there was trivia, and bingo, and there's also a theater production going on. I came with my family on Saturday for the dinner because I was working earlier in the day, and it was really nice. They put on a really nice event. There were some decorations. It looked like the theme was something candy related from what I could tell, so that's pretty cute. And they had trivia going on during the dinner, and then bingo seemed to be happening after, but that was going on after I already left. But I know they did some presentations about the new Jets partnership with Centenary, and that's an amazing partnership, so kudos to Centenary for that. and they had a tailgate outside, bunch of snacks, food. Herbie from the Sussex County Miners AAA baseball team was also here hanging out with the Centenary Cyclone. So I saw that on the Instagram page. So it seemed like a nice event. Like I said, I don't live on campus, so I wasn't here for the whole thing. But, you know, for being a small school, it seemed like there were a lot of people here, at least when I was here. Also this past weekend, which makes sense to me now, was Oktoberfest. And the reason why I say that is because when my family and I were driving here for the dinner on Saturday, Main Street was closed and there was a bunch of tents and people walking around. And I was like, what the heck is this? And now driving to school, I don't know why I didn't notice last week, but I see the Oktoberfest banner as you're approaching Main Street, and it said it was this past weekend. So that makes a lot of sense now. And that seemed like it was huge. Like it stretched a good chunk of Main Street. So that's awesome. That's a great fall event that a lot of towns seem to do, actually. So I'm glad Hackettstown takes part in that as well. There's also some events happening in Hackettstown for this week. So on Saturday, there's a fall crafters and artisan fair on the farm at Donaldson's Farm. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you haven't been to Donaldson Farm, I highly, highly recommend. It is gorgeous. It's only 3 minute maybe drive from Centenary. It's very close, and it's a huge, huge farm, very big local business. They also have a nursery, bunch of plants, produce. I'm sure they have a ton of mums now and pumpkins, and it's a really pretty farm, so I would definitely recommend that. In general, another great farm in Hackettstown is also Tranquility Farms, which is maybe like 10 minutes from campus, a little further from Donaldson's, but that's another beautiful farm. And on the way to family weekend, there were a ton of cars there, a lot of cars. So it's great to see the local businesses and local farms thriving in fall, because people are suckers for the fall events. So that's really nice to see. Also, tomorrow, there is a college fair at Hackettstown High School. So that's tomorrow, October 1st, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And, oh, I remember with college fairs when I was still in high school. That was a very stressful time. So, yeah, I would not want to go back there. However, I don't know what's more stressful, the senior year of high school thinking about college, or senior year of college thinking about jobs. I don't know. I guess it depends per person, but for me, this is definitely a lot more stressful. And I'm graduating a semester early, so I'll be done at the end of December. So I kind of have to think about that stuff earlier than my other classmates. So I don't know. If I was taking a poll, I would say senior year of college, thinking about a full-time job, is a little more stressful than high school. But hey, a college fair, super helpful for college, for high school students. Let's see. There's also, oh, this is another awesome business in Hackettstown. And I like to mention this because not only is Centenary obviously part of Hackettstown, and Hackettstown has so many great businesses and things to do, but this particular one would be great for Centenary students to do if they have free time and want to get out in the town. It's called Pino's Palette, and it's a paint and sip. Obviously, you don't have to sip. Anyone of any age can go. But for anyone that doesn't know what a paint and sip is, they have a different schedule every week, and they pick a different painting that the participants will paint. And for right now, there seems to be a lot of fall themes, which makes sense. But that's great for college students. I know a lot of friends that would definitely do that. And this Saturday, the painting is Rustic Pumpkin Patch. So it's a really pretty painting with a white and orange pumpkin. And they are located around the Marshalls Kohl's area. So maybe 5 minutes away, not far from Donaldson's, if anyone wants to go. Oh, this is another one that I've heard a lot about, but I haven't been to. So this Saturday, and I'm sure it's other Saturdays too, there's a Hayride of Horrors and a Haunted House attraction, which is in Hackettstown. And that'll be Saturday, going on between 6:30 and 9:30. And I'm definitely a fan of haunted houses. Unfortunately, my boyfriend is not, so I don't know how many I'll be going to this year, because I don't really want to go alone. But for anyone that likes to do that stuff, definitely, absolutely check it out. Also, in Blairstown, which is pretty close to Hackettstown, this Saturday there is another Oktoberfest. As I was saying before, I feel like there's a ton of Oktoberfests. And it'll be with Bucks Hill Brewery and Restaurant. Speaking of breweries, Hackettstown also has, they have Homebrew University, where you can brew your own beer. They also have Manskirt Brewery. So I think that's pretty cool. Once again, another great thing for college students over the age of 21. And as I was saying before, Donaldson Farm has a fall harvest weekends, so similar to Tranquility Farms. So that's also going on this weekend. And bringing it back home to Centenary, the Centenary Stage Company production going on right now is called Ghost Train. And that will be starting October 4th, which is this coming Friday. And that goes all the way until October 20th. So perfect title for a fall theme. Definitely check that out. Centenary Stage Company does amazing theater productions. And not just the stage company, but also the student productions as well. I actually used to want to be a theater major when I was looking at Centenary, and that's what I actually applied for Centenary, claiming I was. And I changed my mind beginning of freshman year. But so in high school, I would come here to see the theater productions, and I just thought they were amazing. And I still come to them, and the students and the Centenary Stage Company actors do an amazing job. And I think that the Centenary Stage Company is such a unique thing that Centenary has. And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people don't even know about it, or maybe have heard of it and don't really maybe care to look more into it. But it's a really, really good theater company. And Centenary students get $5 tickets to the shows. So you can't really beat that. And that seems like that's most of the events in Hackettstown going on this week. So I am going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. And I'm back. You're listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, the sound of Centenary. Now I am joined with my guest for today, Kaylin O'Hara.
Hello.
So for those of you who don't know you, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am a senior at Centenary. I play two sports. I play lacrosse and run cross country. Communications and sports management major. No, what else? Is that good?
Yeah. So why did you choose your majors?
So I originally came in as just communications because I wanted to go into sports broadcasting. So my concentration's in radio television. And then I added sports management more just to get the connections into the sports industry, because that's a lot more like the business side of sports, which is not like my main focus, but it helped me gain some good network into.
And earlier I was actually talking about the Jets partnership.
Okay,
Centenary.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
you done anything with that yet?
I haven't done anything with the Jets partnership, but that's actually like a really cool program that Professor Perricone has set up for us. And Professor Perricone like has a lot of great connections, make sure that his kids like get connected with the right people, get them out to internships, jobs, take them to conferences all over the place. So he's a really great person and a great resource for that.
So what made you decide to go to Centenary?
What made me decide to go to Centenary was like, I do like that it's small. I don't think I would have the motivation to go to class if I went to a class like in a lecture hall with a bunch of students. And it's like far enough away from home where I feel like I'm away, but close enough where I can still go home and see my family if I want to.
And so do you regret not going to maybe another school you were thinking of or a bigger school?
Not really. Sometimes I'm like, oh, if I could do it over again, would I choose somewhere else? But like, I also like that I'm still able to play sports here too. So I don't think I'd want to go to a big school because that wouldn't really be an option at like a big Division I school for me.
So what is it like being here as a Pennsylvanian? Is it similar to home, or do you feel like there's different slang people use?
Okay, so there's definitely different slang. It's like similar in like the environment's pretty much the same. Like it's the same like temperature and like all that kind of stuff. But people really get on me because I say things like hoagie instead of sub.
Do you say Taylor Ham?
I say pork rolls. Okay. So
you're going to get attacked.
Yeah. People get really upset about it here. And I can't understand why it's that big of a deal that
it's
I
definitely
say
not a big
pork
deal.
Roll. People literally come at my throat and it's Taylor Ham. Why would you ever say it's pork roll? And I'm like, it's really okay. It's not that big of a deal.
That's why I wanted to ask you, because you're the only person I know here that's not from New Jersey. So yeah. I was curious about it. But yeah. People are very territorial about their
about
Taylor Ham.
About the Taylor Ham, it's really, I don't really care that much.
So, you said earlier you're part of sports teams. Are you part of any other clubs or organizations on campus?
So, I do work on campus.
Okay.
I also intern with our athletic department. So, I intern with Meg O'Brien, who's the SID on campus, which is the sports information director.
What do you do in your internship?
So she does I go and help out on game days and do whatever, maybe the scoreboard. Some of the different sports have special subbing sheets or other things, so I help fill those out. Also I do, she wants me to start writing some articles for the website as well. So yeah, that stuff. Sometimes I just do organizational stuff in the office, but yeah.
And what do you, you said you work on campus. What do you do with that?
Yeah, I work in the gym on campus. So again,
so many sports.
I spend a lot of time in the athletic center here at Centenary. So that one's not, I just sit in the fitness center and check people in and make sure that people are using the weight room properly and just keep it clean and stuff.
Do you have any horror stories of people doing weird stuff in the gym? Is it pretty?
I mean, it's pretty normal. Most people, most students that are coming into the gym, are coming in, because they want to work out. Or they're, members of a sports team and have a specific workout to complete. So most people, know what they're doing. I did hear the other day some girl was running on the treadmill in flip-flops, and the girl who was working had to kick her off the treadmill.
That's not safe.
Yeah, no.
Common sense, people.
Yeah.
So you're part of not only one sports team, but two. So what has being a part of those teams taught you about life? Not just being a part of a sports team, but how has it impacted other parts of your life?
Yeah, so being part of a sports team, you really got to have incredible time management skills, or else you will fall behind very quickly. So time management is a big thing. Just things you learn a lot of life lessons and a lot of leadership skills, too. So, some employers really like student-athletes because they show a lot of qualities of, leadership and, I'm trying to think of, obviously you go through a lot of hardships, too, in sports, losing games and, getting injured and stuff. So, you learn a lot of, how to, persevere and get through those things as well.
And you also have a radio show here at WNTI. Would you like to tell me about that?
Yeah, so new this year. Last year I did a show with Katie and Callie. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the times to really line up this year with everybody's schedule. So maybe I'll pop in for a guest appearance on the Chit Chat sometime in the near future. But I do a show called the Sports Roundup. That's Tuesdays 4 to 5 on WNTI. We talk about college sports. I do a little scent wrap up preview. We do professional sports. Obviously, the big news right now that's going on is NFL, because that's the fourth week now, and then MLB because the playoffs are about to start. So that's basically what I'm talking about. In the wintertime, I'll shift more to NFL and basketball.
Also, from what I understand, you interned for the Sussex County Miners this summer, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me about that experience?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun. So I interned with the Miners in the broadcast and production area. So I actually got to, go on the broadcast. And the Miners have a radio network, as well as their whole league has CanAmLeague.tv, or I think it is, where they stream all the games online. So you can listen. So I got to do the broadcast. I also did camera work a bunch. I learned one thing that was really a struggle for me. We had a wireless camera.
Oh.
But see, you got to put it on your shoulder, and then the controls are with your right hand.
Are you lefty?
And I'm a lefty.
Oh, no.
So, my right hand wasn't too good to, hold the camera and like press the buttons too.
That's
so
hard.
Yeah, it was really hard.
You didn't know any other lefties there?
I mean, I was the only one like out
of
the, I think there was, what was there? There was, I want to say there was 7 or 8 of us who were like broadcast production interns.
Yeah,
so that was like a big struggle. But yeah, so there was that. We also do the DAC board, which is the video board at the Sussex County Miners. We wrote some game recaps. I'm trying to think what else we did. That was pretty much it, but like we all had fun. Like we really bonded as like a group of interns because we were kind of separated from like the rest of the interns because they were down in the stadium and stuff. So like they had their own thing. We were like separate and it was a great time. I had so much fun this summer. I really just like, I can't even like put into words. Like it was like such a like cool experience to get to actually go on the broadcast, call play by play for a baseball game. Like it was so cool. If anybody is interested in doing broadcast, definitely look into it because I had so much fun.
Yay, I'm so glad. And where did you live, by the way, during the summer?
I lived here, actually, at
Centenary.
Oh, you did?
Because I was curious because the Miners is 2 minutes from my house. And
yeah.
I was like, that's far from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no. So I just stayed on campus all summer. Like, they gave me, like, summer housing. So that was fun. But, yes, I did just stay here all summer. I spent a lot of time at my boyfriend's house, too, because I would, like, get bored.
Yeah. There's not much to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the summertime, not much to do here.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your internship. Was there anything else that you didn't learn that you kind of hoped you would have, or did they cover everything for you?
The only thing is like, I would have liked to know more about, like, how to, like, prepare for a broadcast.
Okay.
And what things, like, you should look up. Like, so Brett, who was, like, the main broadcaster, he can, like, look things up on the fly and, like, look stats up on the fly and just, like, be fine to, like, keep talking while he's looking stuff up. But for me, like, I didn't know, like, exactly where to look all the time for those things. Like, or he gave us, like, stat packs, but, like, and he knew exactly, like, what was on which page. And, like, he would tell us, but I could never remember. So, like, I think that's, I guess, just also, like, comes with more experience.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, do you have any plans or hopes for post-graduation at the time?
Post-graduation? I mean, ideally, I don't... This is... Ideally,
or
I'd
hopes.
Love to go and work, like, for the Phillies, but I know that's, like, never going to happen right after graduation because...
Don't give up. My brother got a job at the Phillies post-graduation.
Really?
Yeah. He's working there now, so...
That's
it's
exciting.
Definitely possible.
Yes. So, I mean, that's ideally where I want to go.
Okay.
But I kind of like am cool if I don't get a job like right here.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't mind like expanding my search a little bit. It would be cool to like go somewhere else.
That's great that you're open to that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hope that one day my job will bring me back to Philly or close enough to Philly where like I can hang out. Like I can still be close to my family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm open to, you know, living some different places and working my way up the ladder, like, in some smaller markets first,
mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's also great that, like you said, you have all the connections with the sports department here.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. Because that's how my brother really got, like, his foot in the door, because his school had a connection with the Phillies, too. So, good luck. Don't give up, though.
Like, I know.
There's always a possibility. Anything's possible. Lastly, is there any type of advice you'd give to an incoming freshman at Centenary?
So, I mean, I don't want to be, like, the cliche person that says, like, get involved, but, like...
Get involved.
Get involved. Like, honestly, like, just try everything your freshman year. Like, if you don't like it, nobody's going to be offended if you stop going. Like, just go experience it. Like, don't feel like you got to be, like, cool for your friends or whatever. Like, because some people think it's, like, lame to join clubs. But just, like, and don't be afraid to, like, reach out and ask for help. Because... there's nothing wrong with asking for help and seeing, like, and asking, like, friends or upperclassmen, like, hey, how did you do this? Or, like, knowing somebody that took the class and, like, figuring out ways to study. Because, like, some classes are way more difficult than, like, you think. Accounting is, like, a different language to anybody who's a business
major.
Ask me
with economics.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, seriously, just, that's my biggest thing. Because I feel like freshmen, like, don't want to ask anybody, like, for help, ask your professors. They are there for you, mm-hmm. especially at a small school. Like, they know your name.
Yeah.
And they have office hours. Ask your advisor, you know, just make connections, like, out, like, with peers around campus, too. Because I think that helps kids out if they're struggling in class or in life.
Well, Kaylin, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in to Cole Radio. And I will see you again Monday next week at 9 a.m.